Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Are you a happy, successful person? Tell me, can you imagine what it would be like to be able to share your own secrets to success? Have you ever wondered why you're not as successful as the next guy? Tell me, would you like to learn what happens when you go to the infinite summit? Have you ever heard about a book called Open Your Heart with Skiing? Now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for today? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to move your business into the future? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I will be introducing you to my guest co-host, a success coach extraordinaire. He will provide us with wonderful information, inspiration, and some really, really great advice about achieving success. I'm pleased to announce that this show is now live on Talk for Media and syndicated on iHeartRadio Talk with over 55 million subscribers. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure at iHeartRadio. Our show has now had over 2.2 million listeners to date. So now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no-whine zone. Pour yourself a glass of wine, get some cheese and crackers, and enjoy our show. Now, let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. He is a husband, father, ski instructor, journalist, consultant, personal coach, and pastor. He is committed to living life with passion and doing all things with energy, excitement, and esteem for the singular life we have. It's my pleasure to welcome to the show today, Stephen Hultquist. Hi, Steve. How are you doing today?
Hey, January. I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful, and I'm so excited about having you on the show. I'm excited we'll be sharing you in the future with our listeners as you will be coming on as a co-host with me. You haven't been on this show for a while. Can you kind of fill us in on how your success story began? Would you share where you were born and who your early mentors were, Steve?
Oh, my goodness. Sure, I'd be happy to. I had a kind of an interesting upbringing. I was born in Michigan, and I was adopted immediately out of being born in the hospital. So I've never met my birth parents, and that created kind of an interesting dynamic for me growing up. I was adopted by a great couple, and they taught me a lot, but I had to kind of learn to make my own way at the same time. And so my early mentors were primarily teachers. I didn't play organized sports until high school. Most of my training was academic and through teaching, and then later on I bumped into a couple of people that became very influential to me, mostly through their writing and their speaking. And that's Earl Nightingale and Zig Ziglar.
Oh, okay. We've had a lot of people mention those two people as inspiration, too. Did you always know you were adopted?
I did. I did. And it was, you know, it was, it's an interesting journey, right, to be, you know, to be part of a family and yet at the same time often feel like you're not really part, you know. So it's, it creates an interesting dynamic. But I think a lot of us, a lot of people I've talked to over the years have expressed similar feelings kind of migrating their way through the world is, do I really belong? How do I fit? You know, those kinds of questions.
And have you had any desire to find your birth parents, or are you okay with just not going there?
I actually, I have, and it kind of waxes and wanes. There's some challenges in doing that, but I'm kind of in the waxing phase now. I'm thinking about doing it again, maybe using Facebook and seeing if I can use that, because all the records are closed legally, so I don't have any legal ways of doing it, but I might be able to find them using social media. Maybe we can talk about that a little bit too, because
that's kind of
how things are changing.
Yeah, that would be an interesting thing to explore, because, you know, now most people have open adoptions and people, you know, there aren't sealed records, but I was raised in Michigan too, and I know that those records are sealed. What part of Michigan were you from, Stephen?
I was born in Flint. And then when I was about somewhere around 10 years old, I moved to a little tiny town in northern Michigan called Harbor Springs. And that's where I fell in love with skiing. And, you know, that led to the book that you mentioned earlier and a lot of other things in my life.
Okay. Now, where did you go to school?
I went to college at Michigan State.
So spent
those 4 years there and then jumped out of Michigan and went to New York State.
Okay. And you're in New York State now.
I am not. I am in Colorado because I'm a skier.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. That makes sense. Well, you know, Michigan State, I cheer for Michigan teams, even though, truth be told, my husband's from Ohio State. So.
You
know how that goes.
I do. Yes, I do.
Yeah. Certain days of the year, I cheer for Ohio, but most other times I cheer for Michigan. So.
I hear you.
You did your skiing, you started skiing in college?
I started skiing when I was about 10, when I moved to Harbor Springs, and I was a skater. I played hockey, and you know, 1 year, or one day, my dad actually came home from work in the summertime, of all times, and said, "How would you boys like to learn to ski?" And so before we'd ever even made a turn, he took us and we got ski equipment and all that, and so winter came, and I ended up falling in love with it, and probably spending, 50 or 60 days a season on snow. We were so close to the area that my folks could just drop me off, and we could rip around the mountain for the day, and they'd come pick us up.
Oh, what a wonderful way to grow up. And then you were a ski instructor, and you also became a journalist.
Right.
And this is with your first book, right?
Yeah, so I became a ski instructor a number of years ago, during the dot-com kind of bust years. I've been in technology for a long, long time, and during those years, things were challenging, and one of the things I decided to do was become a ski instructor because I love that so much, and it's been an ongoing part of my life since. I, as a result of that work, did end up writing the book. It was part of a series at the time that was done by a publisher called the Open Your Heart series, and all about kind of using our pastimes and our activities as ways of transforming ourselves and getting insights into life. And so that's what that book was about. I have a couple of chapters in books that are out now as well, and I'm working on some more books. So we'll see some of those as this year rolls through.
Okay, now, Open Your Heart with Skiing. The subtitle is Mastering Life Through Love of the Turns, and that, I think, is just a brilliant title. It tells you pretty much where you're going with that. How did you come up with that title?
Well, you know, for me, skiing has taught me so much, and just a little bit about how life works. You know, life is so dynamic, and and as people will sometimes say, you know, life throws you curveballs. And in skiing, it's much like that. You know, it's a sport that's outside. It's a sport that interacts with the surface of the snow and the dynamics of a mountainside. And well, as skiers, we learn to kind of balance into the future, and we learn to anticipate and so on. It's very much like life. We can kind of plan our path, but it doesn't mean it's always going to work out the way that we planned. Mm-hmm. And so how do we adjust? How do we get back in balance? How do we find our center? You know, these are things that we do physically on snow, but also obviously we have to do these things in life, because things do knock us off of balance in life, and learning where center is and how to get back there and how to then anticipate the next move in life, I think are all important dynamics of our growth and ongoing transformation as human beings.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we're going to hear from our sponsors. And when we come back with Stephen, we're going to talk a little bit about his career as a journalist, his career as a consultant, personal coach, and pastor. We'll be right back with Stephen Holquist.
The moment after you serve your customer, what will they tell the world? Social media has us so connected that a single voice has unprecedented power to benefit and to harm. What do your customers say? Do you know? Do you respond? What do you say? For years, Steve Holquist has been helping businesses use the internet to be more productive and successful. Now he's showing businesses how to go back to the future, fostering and empowering relationships. Learn how to work in this new world. Find Steve at InfiniteSummit.com. Layla, a book by Jeannie Kerrigan, will take you on a journey, a raw, heart-wrenching journey. The final resting place? Love. Jeannie is an author, healer, and executive director of Ricky's Revolution Nonprofit. You can get your copy of her book at JeannieKerrigan.com. Ricky's Revolution comes directly out of Layla, dedicated to helping homeless runaway youths and victims of sex trafficking reach a place of safety. We distribute Jeannie's monkey named Ricky with vital hotline numbers embroidered on him free to children on the street through loving collaboration with thousands. Proceeds from the book and your donations have saved lives. Ricky'sRevolution.org. Joining January Jones as her co-host on the show is Miles Millard, the great success creator. Miles is a two-time best-selling author with books entitled Against the Grain and Successonomics. He continues to transform 100,000 people all over the world through his speaking and training. His uplifting and essential messages like Bulletproof, Time Machine, and Strength in Numbers are impacting every audience he meets. Together with January Jones, they'll explore how to be successful and what steps you can take to achieve the success you want. Visit successhq.net, leadup.biz, and learningbreaks.com. Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back to the No Wine Zone, and we're visiting with my guest co-host today, Stephen Holquist. He is a certified professional ski instructor and works part-time at Copper Mountain Resort in Colorado as an instructor and over-the-hill gang guide. He also offers professional services to businesses and organizational leaders, providing insights on people, processes, and technology. He writes on topics related to business, leadership, technology, and personal development. Stephen is a professional speaker offering his insights at public and private events, workshops, and seminars. You wear a lot of hats, don't you, Stephen?
I do. Kind of funny, isn't it? Yes.
Now, let's share. We know you're a ski instructor part-time. What do you consider your full-time job aside from being a husband and a father?
My full-time job is sort of split into two. Okay. I am a technology expert, so I spend a fair amount of time helping companies, especially these days, with cybersecurity. So I do a fair amount of consulting in cybersecurity and helping organizations protect themselves from cyber attack.
Okay.
The other piece of what I do has grown out of my technology work, and that is helping organizations build, foster, improve their relationships with the people who happen to be their customers. And so I view that very differently than I think we have viewed customers over the last probably 50 years. And I call it 21st century business.
Okay.
So the focus there is on building relationships and understanding that it's a new world again.
Okay, now backing up a little bit, you're a consultant personal coach and you are a pastor. Are you a part-time pastor or is this something you still do?
I am a part-time pastor. I've done pastoral work for many years. Mm-hmm. A lot of marriage work together with my wife. Helping couples especially and then also individuals at times to just improve their spirituality and think through how that translates practically into how they're living their lives.
Okay. Let's take a moment here and share. I want to share with our listeners your websites. You have two fantastic websites. And then I want to talk a little bit about some of the products that are available on your website. Could you share a little bit about the StephenHulquist.com website?
Yeah, there's an interesting site. It's eclectic, isn't it?
Yes, I have it right in front of me.
Yeah, that website is my blog site, and it's really about who I am as a person and the things that interest me. So there's a broad range of information there from technology. The most recent series I did was on apps that I use and recommend to people and why. A little bit about that. But I've done, again, a broad range of things there, personal development pieces, spirituality, and so on. So it's really a thought-focused blog site and one that, as other things do in my life, waxes and wanes. So there's times when I update it frequently and times when I don't.
Okay. Well, briefly, give us a little. I'm interested in the time-shaving gold. And you say there you can't save it. Stop it or stretch it. Time can be on your side, but time management doesn't work. What is that all about?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. Time doesn't ever stop moving, does it? So when we talk about saving time, we don't really mean it because you can't.
You know,
I can't go, hey, let me take these 5 minutes and I'm going to put them over here and I'll come get them later when I need them. The idea behind time shaving was how do we take this ongoing, constantly moving concept called time and understand it well enough that, again, our lives flow more freely and really that we are about what we care about. We are doing things that align with who we are as human beings and what matters most to us, understanding that, you know, for every moment, you know, this moment that just passed, it doesn't come again.
Okay.
And so how do we be mindful of each moment and how we invest it and how we interact with time? And it's my effort to kind of change how people see time and think about it and use it in their lives.
Mm-hmm. And you also have time shaving, time management, time shaving, the approach for accelerating world, monthly teleseminar, Mastering Life Now with a membership application. Become unstoppable. You can live life like great day skiing, balance, flow, speed, power, and so much more. And then you also offer Mastering Life Now Gold membership application. Tell us a little bit about what would happen. How would someone go about signing up for Mastering Life Now?
So Mastering Life Now is very much a one-on-one coaching program. And it's done in conjunction with me. I talk to you ahead of time to understand what it is that matters to you, what you would like to see change in your life. And we design a program specifically for you to make sure that you are moving in that direction. Obviously, each person, you know, you're responsible for your own life. It's up to you whether you want to invest in yourself to accomplish what matters to you. And that program is really about helping you do that. It's about coming alongside, challenging you in the areas that where you need to be challenged, and recognizing that, let's be clear, transformation does not happen in the status quo. Transformation doesn't happen. You to help you move to risk, move to the edge, and keep you there as long as we can, but recognize that you do need to pause once in a while too and rest.
Have you ever met someone who was shot in the chest in cold blood and lived to tell it? Now you have. Meet Hannah Lugeri Murray, author, advocate, and survivor of domestic violence. And now the founder and president of Angel of Mercy Shelter of Hope. Her dreamlike life turned to horror as her raging husband stood across her and fired his gun. She was left for dead. By a miracle, she survived to tell her story. Her book is available on Amazon and her website. If you'd like to have a personally signed copy, please visit her website at livetotellit.com. Hannah is now in the process of raising money to build her own shelter in Chandler, Arizona. Her shelter will house abused women, their children, and unique to Arizona, their pets. For more information, please visit her website at angelofmercyshelter.org. Are you living the life you always wanted? Is your relationship fulfilling or a constant roller coaster ride? Do you know how to chart your own path? If you are sick of struggling, overwhelmed, stressed, but desire balance, emotional freedom, and a purposeful life, then it's time to try something that really works. Dr. Casey's unique, result-oriented emotional mastery technique will teach you how to be your own therapist while empowering you to be your best. Learn more at drsimoncasey.com. That's drsimoncasey.com.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul? People who have faced difficult problems? People who have fearlessly shared their stories, their struggles, and their successes? People who have priceless personalities? In my new book, Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, I am honored to be able to share with you people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, starting over, self-esteem, and workplace issues. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and even astonish you. You will adore getting to meet them at Amazon.com. My book is now available, 2-for-1, paperback and Kindle editions.
I'm also pleased to announce that Priceless Personalities is now available at audiobooks.com. Today we have a priceless personality visiting with us, Stephen Hallquist. He is a co-host guest with us. And Stephen, let's talk a little bit about your other website, Infinite Summits.
So Infinite Summit is for business people. Infinite Summit is focused on helping businesses continue to grow and to do it in a way that recognizes the realities of 21st century business.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the stories I like to tell that some of you may have heard before is the story of a man who was getting onto an airplane in Denver and had an interaction with the gate agent that he didn't like. And so he posted his interaction to Twitter with a little bit of his upset about that and was removed from the plane a few minutes later because the gate agent felt threatened. And it exploded. It ended up on Fox News. It ended up on CNN. It ended up all over the internet. And this company, the airline, ended up with a PR problem because of this very brief interaction. And, you know, it used to be back when we had small, you know, small towns with local businesses that if a local business did something wrong, they cheated somebody or they mistreated somebody, the customer would tell their friends and, you know, in the locale, right? These days, if something like that happens, the customer tells the world. So, as a business, how do you stay on top of that? How do you respond to it? How do you, you know, how do you lead in that context? And one step beyond that, how do you use it to your advantage as a business that wants to serve its customers? And so Infinite Summit is about helping businesses do that. And I do speaking and as well as coaching with the leaders of businesses to help them really understand customer success in an age of relationships, because most of us did not grow up in an age where our customers are people that we have relationship with. Historically, it's been a brand relationship, but it's not that way anymore.
So now when you go in to help a business, what are the first things you do? What are the first things you look at?
I look at how their customers interact with them today, both in terms of the tools that they're using, technologically usually, as well as the way that they train their staff, the way that their staff interacts with customers, for example, on the phone or by chat or email, whatever their whatever their structures are. I take a look at all that and really build a model in my understanding of how they view their customers, both as a company and then also as the individuals that are interacting with them. That's the first place I start, because it really underscores how the business sees its customers. And we as a business community, we can do a much better job than we're doing today in how we really see our customers and how we treat them.
And now you work with small early stage companies that are just starting out. So for those companies, you're pretty much providing them with a business plan. Is that what you do?
With a plan for what I would call the post sales part of the business. So how they interact when they're servicing customers, if they do, a lot of customers I work with, a lot of companies I work with do professional services or they do customer support. And those are areas where I help them plan. I help them think about how they are treating their customers and how their staff can change the way that they think in order to really align with taking care of customers and recognizing, you know what, customers want to love the organization they do business with. They really do. And we just haven't done a very good job of giving them something to love. And that's a big part of what I help them do, is actually help them engage with their customers in a way that their customers go, you know, effectively, I'll walk through walls for this company because they treat me so well.
Oh, right. Okay. That is the ideal customer, isn't it?
It is. It's about having customers that love you so much that they'll tell people. And you know what? I've even seen customers defend organizations from, you know, people who complain or people who, you know, have an issue with someone. The customers will come and say, wait a minute, that's not my experience. And here's my experience. And here's why. And when people are being unreasonable or whatever, the dynamics can be pretty interesting, and the company can pull back a little bit from defending themselves and focus instead on really providing excellent products, excellent service, and building those relationships over time.
Okay. Now, when you're working with people, What are some of the things that you suggest they do in order, while they're trying to deliver value for their product, what do you suggest they do to humanize their business and to make that connection with the customer?
Well, a big part of it is how they frame their communication with customers.
Okay.
A lot of times, you know, for the past, I don't know, 20 or 30 years, when we call a company for service, what they tend to do is one of two things, or a combination of these two. Number mm-hmm. one is, and we've all been there, they put us into voicemail hell.
Yeah.
Right? Push this button, push that button, push this button, push that button, right?
I know. I hate it. I hate it.
Exactly. Now, how human is that, right? And eventually, they hang up on us or something, right? I mean, I don't know about you, but I've had that happen way too many times.
Well, eventually, you get so frustrated, and you forget which number you're supposed to push for
right.
which question. And, yeah, boy, I love that term, voicemail hell. And, you know, sometimes, quite truthfully, that's such a turnoff when I get involved in one of those. It's kind of like a loop that you feel like you're never going to get out. A lot of times, I just don't even want to be bothered.
Sure. And we hang up and we go somewhere else, right? And so that's, you know, that's one of the two ways that we've done it as businesses. The other way is that the person who answers the phone has a flow chart that they follow. And they uh-huh. ask you a question, and then you answer it, and they click a button, and then they uh-huh. ask you another question. And it's all this automated, impersonal approach that we thought would save a bunch of money because we could have either fewer people or less skilled people or all of
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But the problem is it doesn't take care of us, right? Mm-hmm. And my first rule, I'll give you an idea of where I go with this. My first rule is mm-hmm. this. The customer is not always right. However, everybody in your organization should treat them like they are.
Okay.
So how do you treat a customer who calls you for support if you treat them like they're right? If you treat them like they know what they're talking about? Well, you don't put them into a voice response system where they have to push a whole bunch of buttons.
Mm-hmm.
You don't make them answer a whole bunch of seemingly arbitrary questions.
Right.
You actually have to, you have to work at this. You have to decide, what are the first questions that I want to ask? How do I decide what kind of person this is and which kind of person they need to talk to? It is more difficult than what we've done as businesses over the past 20 years, but it's essential today. Otherwise, you're going to end up, your business is going to end up as one of those that is on Facebook and on Twitter and on Yelp and all those other places that is talked about, hey, they don't care about me, they don't care about their customers, all they're trying to do is make a buck, and mm-hmm. none of us want to be there.
Okay. And it's interesting, as you said, today's customer, they have a forum, they have a place where they can share their agenda, and they have places where they can go if they're unhappy, which is something new in the business world, isn't it?
It really is. You know, before we'd go out, you know, for a drink with our friends and complain.
Mm-hmm.
So we might tell two or three of our friends, right?
Right.
But, you know, I don't know. I haven't looked at yours recently, January, but I know that you have thousands of followers, and so do I. And so if I have an experience that really bothers me,
yeah,
and I post about it, there are a whole bunch of people literally all over the world who instantly know that that happened.
Mm-hmm. And if you're unhappy and you share that with other people, all of a sudden it just takes on a life of its own, doesn't it?
It does. And I believe it very quickly impacts the business.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen that happen. We've seen organizations really take a hit and have to recover from, you know, errors that have been communicated over various forms of social media, whether it's Facebook or Twitter or something else. So, and it's a moving dynamic. You know, it's still changing. The technologies are still evolving. But we certainly have to be aware of it. And, again, the real answer is to see your customers as human beings and to build relationships and to grow those relationships over time, because those are the people who will help you grow your business.
That is such good advice, Stephen. You know, we're going to have some more good advice from our sponsors. And when we come back with Stephen, he's going to share his website information again with you and tell you how you can sign up for some of his fabulous products. Also, when we come back, I want to ask Stephen your thoughts on surveys, because right now I've been bombarded with so many surveys. I'm wondering what's going on with that. And then we'll close with some of your advice on snow skiing. We'll be right back with Stephen Hultquist.
January is thrilled to be welcoming Dr. Nancy Irwin. We'll be co-hosting on iHeartRadio with January Jones. As a doctor of psychology, clinical hypnotist, and author of U-Turn, Changing Direction in Midlife, Dr. Nancy is an agent for change. Many people believe that change can be scary, but she believes it can actually be creative and fun. She does know a thing or two about change because at age 44, she transitioned from a stand-up comedian to shrink. Oh, believe her, the road from comedy to mental health is very short indeed. Most fears are learned, and the good news is whatever we learned, we can unlearn. Smoking, overeating, fear of public speaking, test anxiety, what have you. On our show, we'll be discussing how you can dissolve that negative programming and free your inner winner. Change is inevitable. You can either affect it or accept it. Visit her site, drnancyirwin.com. One expert, one solution. The book, The 411 on Step Parenting, teaches you how to create a well-blended step family. The 411 on Surviving Teenhood helps parents and teens cope with teenage temptations, teachable moments, and teenage social dilemmas. The books, The 411 on Life Skills and Ace Your Life, helps those living on their own with home and money management, personal care and safety, and much more. An award-winning, best-selling author, registered nurse, and personal growth mentor, Michelle Sfakianos will help you. Get the 411, my411books.com. What is AATH? The Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor is a nonprofit, member-driven international community of humor and laughter professionals and enthusiasts. AATH provides its members the education, cutting-edge resources, and supportive community they need to excel in the practice and promotion of healthy humor. AATH welcomes anyone who is interested in learning more about the application and benefits of therapeutic humor. Members include scholars, psychologists, counselors, nurses, social workers, physicians, educators, clergy, hospital clowns, and many others who incorporate humor in their life and work. AATH was created to disseminate information about humor and laughter, laughter play in well-being, provide a caring, supportive community of humor professionals and enthusiasts. Check out our AATH at www.aath.org today.
Welcome back with my guest, Stephen Hultquist. And Stephen, could you please share your website information again with our listeners?
Sure, I'd be happy to. The primary website I'm going to send you to is my blog website, which is Stephen Hultquist, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Hultquist, H-U-L-T-Q-U-I-S-T.com. And there is a contact us page that is the best way to reach me. I do not do these impersonal, forms and those kinds of things. I just ask you to reach out and I will reach back and we'll have a conversation about what it is you are trying to do and what are the best ways of my helping you get there.
Okay, terrific. And I highly recommend both of these websites. Now, Stephen, what are your thoughts on all these people who are sending out surveys? I get so many of them. I get like I'm overwhelmed with it. Is this a good way to do business?
You know, I am I'm one of those people who think that business needs to be personal. And, you know, surveys are one way of getting information about your marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
But that is not a personal way to do it. And, you know, if as you have seen, if you're getting the same kind of requests from many people, what I believe happens is someone has bought a package from someone who's telling them this is how you get customers.
Yeah, yeah.
They all end up doing the same thing, and the text is very similar, and you know, and all that stuff. So I think the way to build your business is to do so personally, and to express who you are, and to really offer value from the very beginning. One of the realities is that time is one of the most valuable commodities that any of us have. And so if I ask someone to read something of mine, if I would like them to, you know, in the case that you're talking about, if I would like them to take a survey, mm-hmm. well, I better give some value to you before I even ask you to take a survey, right? I effectively need to pay you with value for however much time you're going to spend. And if you think that's valuable enough, maybe you'll take the survey. Maybe you'll interact with me in ways that I'm asking you to. But if I'm not willing to give you high value before you do something for me, then I don't think I should expect that. I don't think I should expect you to do anything. So that's, you know, again, one of the things that I help people and organizations understand is that you must deliver value before you ask for anything from your mm-hmm. customers or your prospects.
And Steve, give us some examples of high value things that you can offer when you are trying to reach out to your customers.
Well, part of it depends on what you do, right? What's your mm-hmm. what's your particular business? But think about the benefits that you offer to your customers. Be very clear about those, and then give them part of one of those benefits. So, you know, in my case, for example, I can mm-hmm. tell you that the easiest way to get your arms around time is to get clear about the things that are most important to you in life. Being really clear about what matters to you in this month, this quarter, this year, and mm-hmm. this decade give you a clear picture of what your priorities are. Should be each day. And if you're not focusing on those things that are most important to you, it gives you an opportunity to go, wait a minute, you know, A, are these things really important to me? And B, if they are, how do I adjust my living so that my living reflects what's important to me? So that's an example of how I would do it, given, you know, one of the benefits that I offer to my customers. But for each of you, there are different benefits that you offer, and you need to ask the question of yourself, what's mm-hmm. in it for them, and how do I deliver some of that benefit to them right now?
Yeah. Well, you know, I at my website, we offer, as an example, a couple of free chapters from one of my books. If you just go to the website and just if you're looking around and sign on. And a lot of people I know offer free audios, free ebooks. That's another item that's easy enough to do, isn't it?
It really is. So you're right on. If what you offer is primarily content-based, you mm-hmm. hit a bunch of great opportunities. You might also, for example, you could do a free webinar. I have done free half-hour coaching sessions with folks who, you know, really want to know if they can benefit from what it is that we do. So you're right on. What's something that I can do that is that I can present a lot of value without taking a hit to my business at the same time? That's the balancing act.
This is great. Good stuff here, Stephen. I'm so happy that I can offer you as a value to my listeners. And I'm pleased to announce that Stephen will be back on the show June 8th. And, you know, Stephen, when you come back on the show, I'd like to talk some more. I have so many questions to ask you, but I'd like to have you go into a little more detail on webinars and how effective those are for connecting with your customers. Would you be able to do that for me?
Sure, I'd be happy to do that.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we look forward to you coming back next month. To my wonderful listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today with Stephen. My upcoming guests will all amaze, amuse, and astonish you, just like Stephen. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. when you can, sign up to my website, januaryjones.com. If you would like to be a guest or advertise with us, just go to info@januaryjones.com. We love sharing our stories, our struggles, and our secrets for success. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, dear friends, stop with the whining and then start smiling and then start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my guest today, Stephen Hultquist. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe as we close with music by Sorantos.
Thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.